Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. One of the best ways to experience the promises of God is to co-labor with Him in His purposes of restoration. You can also co-labor with God in His desire to meet the felt needs of those around you. It's incredible that God's plan is to use us to see His kingdom come to earth. As a child of God, you've been set apart for the works of your Father. There is no other work in life that will fill you with more joy and purpose than seeing God's promises fulfilled through your own hands. We are truly the hands and feet of a living Jesus who is still active in shaping and saving the world. In today's message titled, We Are the Hands and Feet of Jesus, Evangelist Paul Acqua shows you that the purpose of the church and the power of Christ's disciples is to be participants and not just receivers of the gospel. Let's join in.
We have got a big job to do for God. You are the hands and feet of Jesus, and if anybody is going to be helped in this world, God is going to help them through us. He works through people. He wants to minister to people through you and me. We are here to demonstrate God's love. What do you think about today? Do you think about what you are going to get or how God is going to use you this day? There will be people in my life that I'm going to love who will not love me back. But God has actually called us not to stop loving them. God has called us to be a constant help and a consistent flow of His love to them. The calling on our lives is to love and to be the hands and feet of Jesus and to never stop loving, because the Bible says love never fails. So expectations are the things that create disappointment and stop us loving people. If I'm going to love you expecting you to love me back, then my expectation may disappoint me, because it's not gonna always happen like so, and I may stop giving love to people. That's not what it's supposed to be. My friend, your work is never in vain, so abound yourself in the work of the Lord, because God notices what you are doing and He appreciates you. When you stand before Christ, He will say to you, I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer Him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So we are here to represent God. We are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Always remember that. Let me refer you to another scripture, what God actually does. In Psalm 68 verse 5, the Bible says, God is father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation. So God in His dwelling is a defender of widows, the father of the fatherless. He is the covering of those who are uncovered. He stands on their behalf. That's who He is. He is our champion. He is our defender. He is our coverer. And that's what we should be, my friend. What does it mean to be defender and coverer for others? In our truest, most God-like self, we are those who care for one another. We are those who look for needs and opportunities to be a covering, to be a defender, to be a provider. In our truest self, we are most like God. He has clothed us with His Spirit. His Spirit lives in us, and so we represent Him. We are most like God, my friend. We are defenders. We are providers. First of all, I thank God that He is my Father. He is my defender. Where are the widows, I ask you? Where are the fatherless? Where are the orphans? Could this be an invitation for you to step in? Yes, indeed, we need to step in and help. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. Be like God to them. Listen to what the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 5, the one I read earlier, that God, the Father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in His holy habitation. I want us to consider what God offers here, looking after orphans and widows and the fatherless. And now He is telling us that pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Yes, indeed, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. But it's one of those things that people will agree that we should do something about it. But it can be difficult to live out. Why am I saying this? Because how many conversations have you had where you ask the question, do you know any orphans? Do you know any widows? It's hard to meet a need that isn't directly in front of us all. Don't you think we should look for a way to practice this verse? The verse before us in James chapter 1:27, saying, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. We can look for them. We can look for orphans and widows in their trouble. We can do so. I heard this story about a couple who wanted to practice this verse. So they spoke to their senior pastor and said, we want to practice this verse, but we just don't know how to start. He said, my aunt just lost her husband and she is overwhelmed with medical bills. And they were able to help a widow with just one phone call. This verse requires intentionality. If you are trying to look out for widows and orphans, I highly doubt you will fail. You will never fail if you are looking for them. But if you are not actively trying to do so, I highly doubt it will happen by accident. So my encouragement to you today is to be intentional, looking for those who could use your help. That's what I want you to think about today. Think about it seriously today. How can you care for those in distress today? You can listen to their concerns and help them meet their basic needs. Or you can offer words of encouragement. How can you care for others the way God cares for us? We can encourage a friend who is going through a hard time. We can volunteer our time to help someone in need. We can meet a need in our communities. We are here to represent God. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. So live to demonstrate God's love in your life. How can you live in a way that demonstrates God's love? You can forgive someone because we know God has forgiven us. We can share our story of God's work in our lives with someone who needs encouragement today. Pray that God will purify your desires to look more like Him. The Bible says we are the light of this world. God invites us to care for others around us, and He provides opportunities where we might encourage and serve people. We are the hands and feet of Jesus, my friend. The Bible says in 1 John 3:18 that, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Love. That's the word that gets round in our world frequently today. We love this, we love that. It's a word we use frequently to describe how we feel about a music album, how we feel about a movie, social media, or sports team. We use the same word to describe our affections towards our spouse or parents or our children. Love in our world today can mean everything from what we are feeling to our strong liking or attraction to deep devotion. But according to scripture, love is not so loose in its definition. In fact, 1 John 3:18 reminds us that love is not as complicated as we make it out to be. Love is not revealed by what we say or by what we feel, but by what we do. So the Bible is saying that take action. You see, don't love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So love is revealed by what we do, by our actions, which means that people need more than assumptions of our love, but our service. Our children need more than assumptions of our love. They need our quality time with them and our encouragement. Our spouses need more than "I love you." They also need our selfless acts of service. Our neighbors need more than "God bless you" in passing. They also need our helping hand. Our brothers and sisters who are struggling to make ends meet, they also need more than a comforting attitude. They need our generosity. Love is proven by our actions. Isn't that exactly the way that God loves us? He doesn't love us just by mere words and promises, but by sacrifice and provision. In fact, Jesus dying on the cross is an ultimate act of sacrifice that reminds us of how truly and deeply loved we are by God. I wonder if you can consider today and this week how you can make your actions speak even louder than your words. Who can you help or who can you give to today? How can you let Christ's love in you be truly felt by someone else? How can your actions demonstrate love today? Look out for opportunities to help and offer words that are genuine and encouraging to others. Christ died a sacrificial death for us, and by that we are able to love others. We can honor people in our lives through words, through deeds, and actions. God always provides us with opportunities where we can serve others, where we can demonstrate His love, where we can speak about His love. So today, talk to people about the love of God. Talk to people about the goodness of God and lead them to a personal relationship with Christ. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my heart to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.